See on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city didn't save
me. What happened to you? The right to remain silent.
I'm not a cop anymore. I'm from the future.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
Stay off!
What's up, guys? Welcome. You're listening to DC on CW on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, you can take us mobile by downloading the Rain Man Digital app. It's available in the iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Simply search Rain Man Digital. You can also find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher. Once you get there, search DC on CW. Go ahead and leave us a review. It helps the show out a lot. We appreciate it. Immensely. Now, I am your show host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
And it's just the two of us.
Yay.
So that was such an unenthusiastic yay. Like, yay. There's nobody else here to...
It's hard when we just make fun of each other the whole time.
Yeah.
Usually we have somebody to gang up on.
Yeah, and then we can, tag team him and totally make him feel... What? What did I say?
I don't know.
Anyways, so today we'll be breaking down and discussing Flash Season 4, Episode 2, Mixed Signals. Team Flash takes on a dangerous metahuman that can control technology. I was kind of like, technology? But this was a cool episode, dude. Like, I definitely dug some of the stuff they did with it.
I think the villain works. Just because everything we do is wired in now.
Yeah, like, it's a much more of a scare now. Scare, yeah.
And so it had that very Matrix-like plug-in vibe to it the whole time.
Yeah, totally. Matrix is probably a great way to describe it. I mean, if you look at both this show and Arrow, both in the Arrowverse, they use a lot of tech. So... You know, that's a big thing in the universe. So, I think you're right. I think it was a good villain, and it definitely brought some things home, too, that we've kind of wondered.
Could you imagine this, like, 10 years ago, if they were like, oh, we're going to have somebody, a villain that's going to come in and control technology? Or, you know, even 15 years ago, and they're like, what's the point? Like,
wasn't that Sky High, dude? Isn't that what they...
What's Sky High?
You never saw Sky High?
Dude, you know I haven't seen a lot of fucking movies.
Oh my god, dude! It's like a superhero movie with Kurt Russell and
my gosh,
it's like a high school where they train kids. Train superheroes.
Yeah, okay. I think that's the age difference between us, right there.
That doesn't happen very often with us.
No, it doesn't.
Anyways, let's go ahead and jump into news. The first thing we're going to talk about is we got an article here: Arrowverse crossover set photos unmask. The Flash of Earth-X, or should we say Reverse Flash? I guess. Whatever. Anyway, so the new photos from the set of the event, which pits the heroes of Arrow, Flash, DC's Legends of Tomorrow. I don't know why they have to put DC's Legends of Tomorrow. And Supergirl against their Nazi doppelgangers.
The same reason they have to put the in front of Flash.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense. Reveals that the Flash of Earth-X is played by none other than actor Tom Cavanagh. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, didn't we kind of suspect that? Or did we, I thought we talked about that.
No, it's one of those things is because, you know, they're supposed to be just doppelgangers.
Right, you know, right, right.
You know, but Nazi controlled or whatever you want to say, so, or under the Nazi regime.
Under the Nazi regime is probably the best way to
I think we expected it to be, you know, maybe them battling themselves, because why not? The cast has always went through and played, you know, multiple characters.
Right, right, right.
How many ever seasons we've had now.
So from the pictures, you can actually see him wearing the Reverse Flash costume. It has the double lightning bolts on it.
Or two S's.
Yeah. We won't.
Oh, no. Supergirls has it, too.
Oh, does it? Yes. She has the two?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not sure. We won't we won't say what that is. But anyways, if Kavanaugh's playing Earth X Flash, then that would suggest that Harrison Wells of that world became a metahuman. Kavanaugh's Wells was a scientist who was killed. Again, we saw all this in season one, and was replaced by Eobard, or as Bob would say, Echobard.
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 You guys are all saying it wrong.
Oh, is it me?
Everybody.
Okay. Kavanaugh has since played various, obviously, alternate versions of Wells, including Earth 2's Harry Wells.
Did you open up the picture at all?
I didn't click on it.
Click on it. Okay. The suit's completely different than a Reverse Flash, because it's got like a fade. That's not like a burn mark you see. It fades to black.
Oh, the bottom half is black, so...
It's kind of a cool look to it.
It actually is cool. I actually kind of like it better than the other Reverse Flash costume.
Yeah, so...
Definitely, I mean, a cool costume.
It's just... It's weird, you know. I guess they just got done finishing filming the crossover this week, and so there's been a lot of stuff coming out.
A lot of leaked photos and stuff too. There was a photo I think that Echo Kells posted, and it's got both Oliver and Barry sitting in the costume.
Yeah,
and then in the background you see Dominic Purcell.
Yeah, Mick Sullen. Yeah, Mick. Hanging out in the background, far away from everybody.
There's been a lot that's kind of come out this week.
Well, it just makes you wonder with the crossover wise, if they aren't going to be playing, like, you know, if they're not really doppelgangers, which is what I thought what they were, are we going to get, because Prometheus, his name's throwing me off right now, but that actor did magically promote the poster for some reason. So I'm wondering if they're bringing back a bunch of old villains to be, you know,
like to play their characters
from an alternate universe, not necessarily doppelgangers being against.
Right, so like we would think it would be, you know, Barry versus Barry, and is essentially what we thought when they said doppelganger.
Yeah,
but that's not the case. It seems like, you know, the guy that played Adrian Chase, I guess, would be the right that guy. I mean, that makes sense to me. I think it has an impact too, because if you think about it, all those characters that technically are in that image there are characters that are no longer. You know, well, Adrian Chase is dead.
Yeah.
So it would be much more of a shocker to him come back as a, you know, kind of the thing that Lance is going through with Black Siren.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So definitely interesting images. I think the suit looks super cool. And I mean, come on, it's Tom Kavanaugh. So let's be honest. We know it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Let's move on to the next article we have here. This is this one says The Flash bringing DC's Injustice Society to Arrow? ? So now that The Flash has returned to life, he can forget doing battle with the rogues. It's the Injustice Society of DC supervillains he may have to battle next. One of the things that we saw in the this recent episode, season four, the Thinker is kind of putting together a band of
he's got the Brady Bunch screen up.
Yeah, he's got that dude. That's it. That's 100% it. It's the Brady Bunch. And this is interesting. So Kilgore, we see in this episode, and we'll talk more about when we get into the episode. But after having to deal with the single baddies for the entire season, the arrival of Kilgore gave Barry and his friends a bit of walk down memory lane. Again, more of a villain of the week. But there's more to it. And that was one of the things that we saw with the, as Bob says, the Brady Bunch screen. So the thing is, this is interesting because there's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 10. So there's 11 spots outside of Kilgore.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think that, this is going to be the Injustice Society, which is a group of supervillains. Or I guess supervillains probably. Yeah, I guess that's the best way to describe it, since we know who the big bad of this season is.
Yeah.
And this is interesting. I think, this is a cool way to, I don't know.
Are they just throwing the Injustice Society out there for,
You know,
I mean, cause
yeah,
it's really not the Injustice Society.
It's not going to be the Injustice. Well, there's characters that I will not name because I get made fun of,
you can explain to people what the Injustice Society is from the comics, so people just don't get it twisted that, like, if I go look, you know, at, I'll, you know, go look up Injustice Society and be right. Like, oh, well, these are none of the people that I expect to see in Flash.
Right. So what makes the idea so interesting, I'm going to read basically the article. What makes the idea so interesting is the promotion of the Thinker from the member of Injustice Society is the comic's potential founder, which is a little different, but I may be pure speculation at this point, but the glimpses of the thinker offering so far drive home his genius, intellect, patience, blah, 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 blah. We're looking at characters like the Joker, you know, Black Adam. I forget, what is it? Isn't that Gorilla Grodd? Or, I can't remember. I'm like struggling right now.
Okay, so
yes,
the original team.
Thank you. Yeah, because I can't remember the original one.
Wizard, that's Brainwave.
Right. There we go.
Gambler, the Perdidagon or whatever the guy from that we saw, the little kid from Legends.
Right, 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 right.
Vandal Savage, the Fiddler, Sportsmaster, Tigress, Icicle, Harlequin, not Harley Quinn.
That's it's a different character.
You know, and then like Solomon Shade Grundy, and Solomon Grundy yeah, go, all yeah. showed up.
I was blanking on Solomon Grundy for some reason. These are characters that obviously some of them we've heard of. Some of them are very low level characters. Also, there's characters that were thrown in with that were big characters in different iterations. So this is interesting for a few reasons. Obviously, it would make sense that they're doing, you know, DC on CW's Arrowverse, Injustice Society, which would make sense. I mean, Kilgore, what I think it is it's a really cool way to take these characters and kind of make them relevant, but still making the Thinker, you know, that big bad, I guess would be the right way to describe
it. Yeah, somebody controlling them all.
Right. And I think we've seen it before, but we haven't to this extent, I guess, with this many characters.
Yeah.
I fully don't think that Black Adam will show up. I fully don't think that, you know, Solomon Grundy, although there's a big bomb that got dropped in Arrow, we won't talk about it, but there's certain characters that I think, I don't know about that, but, who knows? Who knows? Now that everything is back on the table with what they can and can't do in the TV shows, who knows? Vandal Savage, I think
Grundy was already in Arrow.
Oh, that's right. He was in Arrow. Vandal Savage is I think done, right?
Yeah. Unless they're not going to do any of that.
Yeah,
so
I don't see that.
I think it's a stretch. I basically believe that anybody that we announce like during our summer shows is probably going to end up in that jail, and he's going to get them all out, and you know,
right?
It'll end up being all their powers combined will be a threat to Flash.
And you know what? I actually am okay with that. It would be nice to see something like that. See them, you know, because he is getting more allies. You know, you got Gypsy, you've got Cisco now working, you've got Kid Flash. So he's got more people to rely on. But again, that's a lot of characters and a lot of screen time. So it's going to be tough. So we'll see. All right, guys. With that, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about Flash Season 4, Episode 2, Mixed Signals. But first, quick break.
I'm already helping a bunch of idiot do-gooders. Sorry, I'm up to my fuzzy hood and teamwork.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
This is Star Wars from the Butter Tank Exclusive.
All I'm saying is that someday we may be ready for a rated R Star Wars. But right now, putting the Star Wars name on things where people are already confused with Rogue One, and now you're throwing a rated R rating, it's too much confusion. It's not about identifying. It's about making sure the mainstream audience and general audiences understand what's going on. Can you imagine that, dude? You go to see Star Wars and it has a rated R rating on it. You're like, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
And on top of that, it's kind of like, for those people, those fans that want a rated R movie, you guys do realize that Star Wars was made for a younger audience.
Yeah, you know what? If you want something more adult, just go look up keywords on Google here. Star Wars parody porn. There you go. That's mature content right there for you. there's lots of shooting in people's faces and all kinds of things.
Show. You can also find us on your Stitcher app. Search Back to Tank. Add us to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
That's right. he has to come back in the
film. I think the Lucifer of that world is going to kill him.
You think?
Boom.
You need to have original Lucifer be the one they finally deal with.
I think original Lucifer and alternate universe Lucifer are going to be shipped really soon on Twitter.
I think they're going to fuse and become Ultimate Lucifer.
Ultimate Lucifer on Tumblr is going to be a ship.
I'm going to actually make that. Hold on, let me get that Twitter.
Can we copyright that?
I'm going to get that Twitter handle right now. Hold on.
I'm going to ship Lucifer with Lucifer. Alternate reality Lucifer with Earth 1 Lucifer. Can we call this Earth 1?
No, don't get started with that.
No, don't.
Let's call this... What are we going to call this then? Supernatural 1?
Ultimate 1?
Espion 1 World 1.
That is a terrible name.
What is this, Mario Brothers? I would love to see that on Tumblr. Get it started, guys.
Send me your
Lucifer fan fiction.
I want to see Lucifer enter Lucifer.
Very meta.
It'll be very Lucy.
Oh. That's horrible. That's horrible.
Wait, which one would be the girl and which one would be the boy?
Does it matter? Why do you got a label?
I'm not labeling.
Why can't they just be two?
I'm just curious which one would be the giver and which one would be the taker.
Don't miss Supernatural The Crossroads every week on Rain Man Digital. Go to supernaturalthecrossroads.com for more information.
Hey guys, did you know that Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service? That's right, besides the weekly free broadcast, Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service. And when you pledge to our Patreon page, you automatically become a subscriber. So it's easy. The premium service includes video content, plus additional exclusive shows like Star Trek From the Holodeck, Comic Book Chaos, DC on CW, and Supernatural The Crossroads, and more. So head over to patreon.com/RainManDigital and sign up today.
I mean, you guys can catch DC on CW Presents, which is a show that I actually get to host on my own.
Which is like never happens typically.
What are you talking? Oh, I get to host on my own.
Yeah, you get to host something, yeah.
And if you guys keep contributing, me and Ryan actually get a wrestling show. With Greg, the destroyer of shows.
Yes.
So go and help us out, please.
Please, we appreciate it, guys.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL30. That's DEAL30 at adamandeve.com.
Have you missed an episode of DC on CW? Catch up on all of our discussion from Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. Just search DC on CW on iTunes and Stitcher. You can also find it on the Rain Man Digital app. Just search Rain Man Digital from the iTunes App Store or Google Play.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
All right, guys, we are back. In this segment here, we're going to talk about Flash Season 4, Episode 2, Mixed Signals. This one was directed by Alexandra LaRoche. You like how I threw that on there? Written by Jonathan Butler and Gabriel.
I would have been like La Roche.
I bet these people listen and go, God, they fuck our names up so bad. And written by Jonathan Butler and Gabriel Garza. Is it too soon to say that the Flash is back? Like after that last season of just fucking emo Barry
melancholy, just, like, woe is me
holy bullshit. Shit dude, with the ending and everything, and now it's like back to being like, part of me is like, man, something's going to happen to make this like I just
like,
I,
don't turn back.
Yeah. Like it's going to go back, dude. It's just, it's more fun and enjoyable in two episodes in. It's like,
yeah, I mean, I think I sent you a text right away, or maybe it was, I went on Twitter. I don't know. It was something that I was just like, right. Even after that first, like, just risky business scene.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, and you're just like, all right, like, this is why I kind of fell in love with this show. It was, you know, the way that Barry uses his powers for other things than just like, I have to save it. I need to rescue my mom. Nobody loves me. Blah, blah, blah.
I love that, dude. Like, dude, let's be completely honest. If
that you're not getting two cups of coffee for two quarters or whatever he dropped on.
No. Like, if I had these powers, right, if I had super speed, this exact, I'd be goofing around with them. Like,
you could go run and get us drinks during the break and be back.
Yeah,
in
dude,
and
be back in time. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like, dude, the TV scene is fucking glorious.
Yeah,
I text you right after that, dude. Oh no, Jon Snow's dead. Oh wait, he's alive. Like, I almost died laughing.
Yeah, and but that's the way that it was. Remember, you used to just read through books real quick, and everybody was like looking at him, like, what the hell's going on? And I just think they missed that. And it was what was so charming about the show.
Well, yeah, it was fun.
Yes.
And we lost that last season with it getting really dark and serious. I mean,
and you always wonder if that's what's going wrong with superhero movies in general. Everybody thinks that it either has to be dark or, oh, it's too dark. Now it has to be fun. And, you know, it's they try to find that balance, but nobody really has, whether it's really movies or
it's either black or white, dude. There is no middle ground when it comes to fun and super serious. Like, and that's kind of the struggle between, you know, the two huge franchises. Well, I don't need to say them, but is that this show started off being super relaxed. It was super fun. The Flash, I mean, we all know about The Flash. We all know Barry's a jokester in the comic books.
Yeah.
So it made more sense, you know, and for them to go last season and have that really dark vibe to it. It really kind of it's strong. I don't want to say strung out the episodes in the season, but it had such a different tone. It
didn't feel right.
It didn't feel right.
It's like when you see that friend kind of going through something, and you're just like, "Ow, this hurts me."
Watching it, right?
Yeah. And so, I was happy that right off the bat they didn't kind of just dwell on a lot of old stuff. That I think last week, it was real closure when he says, well, I don't have to worry about my past anymore. My future is where it's at.
Right.
And you're just like, thank you. Does this mean we're never going to deal with that shit again?
I dude, there's no way we won't. And I hate to say that, but I just, dude, let's be completely honest here. Force has to know that it's getting fooled, right?
Well.
We'll get into that later.
No, well, no, here. Because you missed last week. This isn't Barry. This is Barry from the future. This isn't Speed Force Barry. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Just so you know, I don't believe that it's...
That you don't believe it's Barry that's stuck in the...
No, no.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I liked is that we get Barry back to being a CSI. And yeah, his reaction to the elevator was freaking hilarious.
Sisko's?
Both of theirs. Oh. Well, because you saw Barry like,
Yeah.
Like they both had like a weird reaction to that, which was funny. But I do love the scene where he walks in and he's like, you know, oh, I'm back. And, you know, the police chief is like, yeah, 6 months and an hour late. Like, I just thought, I don't know why that made me chuckle.
Well, because that was always the thing. He's always late.
He's always late. Yeah.
And now it's 6 months late. And going back to that elevator scene. It looked like they really tossed the dude. Like, how do you think they shot that? Do you think it was like the camera going up and down?
No, I think it was probably some wiring. They probably had him
just dropping up and down real quick.
And they sped it up to make it look like, I mean, again, I'm no film expert, but that's what I would guess.
Okay.
Cool shot though.
Yeah.
Really cool. And that's the thing, like some of those, that's an effect that can easily be done, you know, practical.
Yes.
Makes it look way better,
yeah.
You know. Let's just jump right back into Sisko real quick. Right back into the Sisko we want. The funny, charming, goofy, you know, his reaction.
Wisecracking.
Wisecracking. You know, the body in the elevator. Why would you show me that? You know, like.
I can never eat sriracha again.
Dude, that line was hilarious.
And again, because Sisko was another one of the ones when Barry came back last time, he was, you know, Flashpoint. You killed my brother. Like, I hate you.
I hate you. He was emo. Yeah.
And it was just like, and, you know, I think we all have those friends that will, like, just their reactions of what they say are very funny. And
yeah,
that's what Sisko was, where, you know, he comes in and just thinks he's hot shit.
He's the fun friend who can say something that's not meant to be funny, but it ends up being funny.
Yeah, the timing of it and everything works.
Yeah, the one-liner. One-liner is the best way to describe it. Dude, even the fake badge, when he's, like, walking up with the badge, like, even that was hilarious. You know, just everything about it, the collecting the tech magazines. Like, come on, let's be completely honest here. Like, who collects tech magazines? I guess I collect comic books. That's different.
Yeah, the same. But how's it any different than, like, I mean, shit, I used to have Nintendo Power magazines.
Yeah, but Nintendo's cool.
Is a tech magazine really, I guess.
What's he collecting, like Wired?
I don't think Wired was around when he was young.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just making shit up. I don't know.
That's your tech magazine.
I don't know. I don't know what tech magazines are, dude.
I don't know why I'm making fun of you.
Yeah. I'm like, why are you making fun of me? I don't collect tech magazines.
But just the fact is, it was just like, oh, and then it's not hoarding if it's useful.
That's true.
For anybody out there.
Yeah, guys. So if, like, you know, if you've got some old tech magazines and you find yourself dealing with a metahuman that might use tech, there you go.
How nerdy would it be that he remembers, like, that article?
That is incredible. That's incredibly nerdy, actually. For you to remember an article in a magazine that you kept.
Just some random thing. And it's not even like.
I'm, like, trying to rack my brain right now if there's a magazine that I've read, like, in my 31 years of existence where I was like, I'm going to remember this article. And there isn't one.
It was like a little highlight magazine where you found all the mismatches.
Yeah, it's like, hey, here's image one. What's different in image two? That's probably
like I circled them all. I know where they are.
That's cheating. Are you the guy that, like, you know, filled out the crossword puzzle in the back of the airplane magazine and then just put it in there?
Crossword puzzle. Uh-huh. We all know that my vocabulary isn't very broad.
Yeah. Okay, Echo Bard. Anyways, yes, that is incredibly nerdy too.
See, when there's only two of us, nobody can back you up by laughing.
I'm like,
shut up, you shut up.
I know, it's weird. I want, they're like, come on, where's my backup homie laughter?
Yeah.
Shit.
I want to give you a laugh track over there.
Yeah,
so every
please.
Time you want people to laugh at a joke you make on my expense.
Yeah, I need a laugh track.
You push the button.
That's fucked, man. I don't have a backup homie laugher. Typically, you know, that's nice to have. With Barry back again after 6 months, we kind of see the team dynamic change. Like he's not really gelling, I guess would be the right way with the team. Cause things have changed. They've been working without him. So now that he's back, it's a little weird. I mean, the first thing that we see is him, with the runaway car, and he just, Iris tells him what he needs to do and he doesn't do it. And like, I guess the way to look at it is, it's like Iris is, I guess, the team lead now, right? There it is. Yeah. Just keep that ready. That was a really shitty.
Oh, that wasn't supposed to be funny.
No, it wasn't a funny point.
Oh, sorry.
I'll
sorry,
give you
timing's
like
off.
Yeah. I'll give you a hand signal when it's time to laugh. But no, like I feel like, you know, now she's the team lead, and for him not to kind of listen to her is kind of weird, first of all. And two, you just see Barry kind of shrug it off, you know?
So do you think this is a side effect of even last season or where he was by himself most of the time? Or do you think it's one of those, like, he's still on, like, this high of coming back, so he thinks he's untouchable? Or, like, the weight is gone off his shoulders?
I think that's about the last one, is the weight's off of his shoulders. Okay. I think he feels like, you know, I don't think it's arrogance. I really don't think it's like, oh, I'm the Flash, you know, you can't tell me what to do type thing. But I also don't think it's, you know, I think it's the weight is off his shoulders and he's kind of more happy-go-lucky, for lack of a better term. That makes sense. Also, too, I mean, he's not used to having Iris kind of tell him what to do. You know what I mean? And I don't mean...
Only in the bedroom.
Oh, man. Nice. You had that ready.
Live
for
studio audience.
Yeah. Guys, you didn't know we're This is live online and studio audience. No, I just don't think he's used to that. And I think that's kind of one of the things where he kind of ignored her. I will say this, though. That scene where he takes the car apart was legit. For him to grab the wrench and, like, just... was but pretty cool.
That's shit we've seen before. Remember, like, I think he took the tires off a speeding truck.
He did. That's the whole car this time, though, not just tires. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Okay, so how perfect would it have been if the airbag went off?
And just the dude's head snapped back? Like,
I wasn't thinking about killing him. Jesus.
Oh.
a little morbid. We just talked about how fun and friendly that the Flash is again. Dude, you're like, I wish the airbag would have went off and snapped that dude's neck.
How come I didn't get a laugh track for that, man? That was a good one. No, anyways. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think you're right. I think he's kind of, you know, has that weight off his shoulders. He feels like, you know, he can be Barry again. I just think that whole Iris kind of being the team lead is throwing him off. And again, we see it lead to them doing couples therapy. Like, first of all, having been a person who's gone through couples therapy, the funny thing is it is very laughable if you know the person I was going to couples therapy with. Ooh.
Okay.
Anyways, but no, it was one of those things. We see that kind of lead towards that couples therapy. And dude, I am not going to lie. Some funny ass moments in that.
Yeah, no, it was definitely one of those ones where you could see the writers were having fun with it and maybe even the actors.
Yeah.
You know, just the way they bring up and when you put it to somebody on the outside and you just start listing everything that's ever went wrong or like the deaths, like, you know, going through.
Mom died.
Yeah.
And my dad.
Yeah. We've been to a lot of funerals.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, wow, what is this person thinking?
I'll tell you this, dude. I'll tell you this from experience of sitting in therapy is when they write something down.
Is it nerve-wracking?
It is fucking nerve-wracking, dude. You're like, okay, what the fuck are you writing about?
Do you count, like, so did you count, like, how many times they wrote shit after you talked and that? How many times after she talked?
Yeah, dude.
You're like, well, wait, what?
Well, how come you're writing way more when I talk and then when she talks? What the fuck?
Is it my problem? Am I the
problem here? Like, what the hell,
you're
man?
You're keeping, like, a scorecard, a tally.
I've got, like, a tally in my head. All right, that's one for me, two for her, three for me. Fuck, I'm losing. Like, yeah, it is very nerve-wracking. Dude, I always relate it. It's the funniest. This is so stupid. But Hot Fuzz, the scene where he writes down everything the guy says, like instead of giving him a ticket,
yeah,
and the guy starts freaking out. That's what it's like. Like it is literally like, stop writing it down, everything I say down. Like it's very nerve wracking, dude. And they hit that pretty good in the episode here with Barry, like, oh, you're gonna write that down, huh? Oh, you're going to write down that he left,
that's
huh?
That's not right. She's writing the actual grocery list.
She's like, oh, yeah, fuck, I needed carrots. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, shit, I forgot that I needed toilet paper. I'm out. Yeah, like, I don't know, dude. It was just, for me, it was very nerve-wracking, obviously.
Did it really give you, like, anxiety?
Yes.
Like, I know what this is about. Like,
yes, dude. I'm like, fuck, I know how this feels, dude. This is the worst.
Yeah, see, I've never done anything like that. And I was actually going to bring it up, but I didn't want to because I know you had. But since you brought it up.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. I don't care.
No, I just figured.
No, it's so incredibly nerve-wracking to just sit there and watch someone. Like, and you're right, dude. When I talk, it was way more than when she talked. I was like, what the fuck could you possibly be writing down? Like, are you serious? So yeah, they portrayed that very well in this episode. I mean, even when he has to, like, I kind of called that in my head, like watching him, like, oh, Barry's going to have to leave. Something's going to happen and he's going to have to leave mid-session, which looks like the worst thing you could ever do in a couples therapy session. No matter what it is, dude, you could have your parents dying. Well, not for Barry, but
not again.
Anything, doesn't matter what it is, that is the worst thing you could possibly do in couples therapy is leave. And dude, I knew it was gonna happen, dude. Knew it.
But it was, again, it was a kind of scene where it was still fun, but they accomplished something with it,
right?
It
did, yes.
And you know, where I don't know if they could have pulled off something like that last season.
Well,
if the writing was there to be like, oh, well, we need to go talk to somebody. And it, then it being like one of those real like therapy sessions where you're like, this is fucking stupid.
Well, I think, you know, it started off where it was funny. It kind of got, okay, this is, and this is just me. This is my opinion. It started off, it was funny. Then it got a little annoying and then it got real. And for, I did not see it going that route with why Iris was upset with Barry. I thought it would be something a little bit different, like him not listening to her. But for the fact, the matter for her to say, hey, you know, you left me. Why did you leave me? If I'm the love of your life, why did you leave?
Yeah.
And I think that really hit home and it made that, that fun scene kind of more of a, holy shit, this is real.
This is real. Yeah.
And,
this isn't a work thing. This is a real like thing that she's dealing with.
Right.
Do you think that she knew before she accepted like the therapy thing that that would come out of her?
Oh yeah. The thing is, dude, when you go into that therapy, there's one thing that you want to get off your chest typically is what it is or two, whatever, you know, but there's that big thing and it always, you beat around the bush the first and then it comes out and it's like, it, first of all, it hits the other person in the face like a sledgehammer. And just like when she said that to Barry, it did.
It actually caught me off guard a little bit.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
Because I really thought it was going to be like, well, you did all that wedding stuff without me. You know, I thought it was going to be like typical, like,
yeah,
nagging type things that were just like, this is, you know, for guys that were like, all right, that was it. Like, I just tried to do everything for you and you, now you're mad at me for giving you everything.
Right. Which typically, like, let's be honest, for a wedding, when I got married, I barely did anything for it. That's why I look like a total jackass. But the fact of the matter is that's pretty typical. So when a guy's like, hey, I'll do all, does all the stuff without her asking, that you look like an all-star typically. But yeah, I thought for sure, like where you were going with that, I thought, you know, oh, it was going to be that. And then for that to come out, that was heavy, dude. Like, oh man.
Yeah, okay. But it just shows like the perfect way that they can still create a fun atmosphere, but again, advance the story. Get that out there,
right?
Without, you know, all of a sudden putting like the dark tint on the windows and everything's doom and gloomy.
Right. It was a serious moment, but it wasn't something that overshadowed the entire theme of the episode. And I think that's important with what we've been doing lately, in general, or at least the first two episodes with this show, is that, you know, yeah, there has to be some serious moments, but let's not overshadow the fun. And so I think that's what they're doing with this season, is there'll be some serious moments, but I think it's going to strictly stay fun, which I like. I'm happy. With that, guys, we're going to jump into a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more stuff. We've got an article to cover and some suits and things. So with that, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Adam and Eve wants to give you more with free gifts, guys. Go to adamandeve.com and you'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products. I have never even seen that many, including toys, lingerie, and a seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. And there's more. We're giving you 10 free gifts, a gift for her, a gift for him, plus a special gift for you and your partner will both like, plus 6 full-length adult DVDs. Again, I can't tell you guys, that's like 5 more than I can handle. And you get free shipping. So head over to adamandeve.com and enter offer code RAINMAN. That's RAINMAN at checkout. Yeah, guys, let's be completely honest. I don't even think I could do like... Oh, I don't even think I could do 30 seconds. So anyways, with that, we are back. Now we're going to jump into this second half discussion. Let's get into basically what was kind of the big part of the promos and everything. And obviously, I thought it would be much more into the episode, I guess. But the new suit.
The Iron Flash suit?
The Iron Flash suit, yeah. Cisco made what looks to be the most probably comic accurate looking suit to date. I mean, let's be completely honest. Obviously, not the eye shade thingy. But the
coloring and
the
everything.
Whole suit, right? Yeah, everything is different.
Sort of being a leotard,
right? I hope to God we don't ever get the leotard. So I've got an article here. We're gonna jump on. You know, let's just go right into it. So for several months, while Barry Allen was in the Speed Force, Team Flash kept Central City safe in his absence. Obviously, we had Iris, you had Cisco or Vibe, Wally, Kid Flash. fighting crime in the field. They were successful in defending the city from continued Maeda attacks. Still, it's apparent on The Flash this week that this past summer wasn't all work and no play for Cisco. So let's jump into...
Yeah, just go to the different ways the suit changed.
Yeah, so let's see. I suck at scrolling through articles. So anyway, Cisco really did kind of outdid himself on the new suit.
Yeah, it was one of those things where you're just like, what didn't he think of?
Well, dude,
I need a cappuccino machine maker or something.
Well, dude, so some of the things, Barry's helmet now sports yellow lenses that slide down over his eyes. I actually think that's cool looking. Not only would the lenses protect his eyes while he runs at super speed, but in true Tony Stark fashion, they come with a custom HUD or heads up display. Cisco really tricked out the HUD out for Barry's viewing pleasure. There's full navigation, which is actually kind of cool. He's got apps. He's got, you know, GPS, environmental schematics, delivery menus. I mean, dude, this thing's got everything. It's got all the bells and whistles, right? Cisco knows Barry needs to eat a ton of calories to keep his super metabolism. So, like, dude, this has got everything.
Yeah. So, was it weird for you when they started going through all this? Because we've never looked at, like, we know Flash is a smart individual.
Right.
I never looked at him as a tech type thing for his suit.
No, we've never really seen.
Like, if he should have been working on anything, shouldn't it have been the ring?
Right. Why are we still not seeing that?
I mean, Echo Bard had it.
Oh, you were just looking for a way to get Echo Bard in there.
No, gee, not really.
Yeah, you were. I don't know, dude. Like, it just seems like some of this stuff is completely overkill. I mean, it's neat. Don't get me wrong. But does Barry need rocket skates? Like, what the hell does he need that for?
Yeah, and then the inflatable suit and everything.
Because he runs on water.
Like, yeah, but again, okay, going back to the whole everything being funny, it was weird when, like, Kilgore was taking over the suit and just started using all the stuff, and everybody's like, why did you do that? You know, he doesn't need that.
I just like how he has to explain himself.
Yeah.
Well, Barry runs on water, so, like, if he ever gets tired, you know, he floats.
That's a guy that was just lonely waiting for his friend to come back for 6 months.
He was bored, dude. He was, like, he was thinking of everything possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me ask you this, okay? Uh-huh. Let me ask you this. Do you think that they set this up when they said, hey, we're going to have Kilgore, he messes with technology, he's going to be a villain? Do you think they said, hey, let's make the new suit tech so Kilgore can manipulate Barry?
It has. I mean, that was the only thing I could think of, because what else would he have against them? Like, oh, well, he can control machines and, like, attack them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was only so much he could do, because
yes.
You figured throughout the episode, which smart play, like, oh, you're diabetic, let me fuck with your pump. You know,
that was really, like, that one really got me. I was like, why is she... Oh shit. That's cool.
So you see stuff like that to where it makes sense, but you can't do that against a speedster. It's not like it's a mechanical type thing. It's not like he's fucking Cyborg, you know, where you just be like, I'm gonna
get
in there.
Into anything. Yeah.
So it was something that they had to do, and I figure, you know, what better way? And then just to kill the idea of, who knows, maybe we missed some kind of Reddit post that some writer wrote, like, why didn't Barry, if all these people are so smart, have tech in his suit to help him out? Why does he need like Cisco in his ear?
This is exactly why that dude, are you sure that redneck guy's on Reddit?
That was actually, yes. It's the only voice I do.
Redneck guys?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, do they even have computers down there?
Just offended the whole southern part of our country that listens.
Yeah, because they're in Brazil.
That's not even our country, idiot.
I was curious about that because I'm watching the episode and I'm like, oh, they obviously made this whole thing so Kilgore could have, you know, a reason or a way to kind of attack Barry. Some of this stuff was neat. Now, like, him having a GPS is totally makes sense, but, you know, some of it was just dumb. And
the Iron Man blaster I bought was like, that was one of the ones when it happened. I was like, I'm going to turn this off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cause it's just like, it's nothing for me as, like, a fan that it was like believable for me with Flash. Yeah. We know he throws lightning bolts and shit, but that the basically have the arc reactor blast coming out of your hand, you know, and how it molded and everything like Stark's fucking glove does. I was just like, oh, come on, guys, stop.
I agree. I mean, we've seen, like, to be completely honest, we've seen Arrow use the boxing glove Arrow. I mean, we've seen things that technically are wonky or weird or goofy. But this was, yeah, I agree. There were some parts of it where you're just like,
But wonky and weird for like the boxing glove Arrow being canon to what the stories were in Arrow and stuff is okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? But just to blatantly look like you're ripping off somebody else, it's bad enough that you know, everybody's like, Adam on Legends of Tomorrow is nothing but a fucking Tony Stark ripoff. And then you're basically, you do a Tony Stark ripoff by giving Barry a blaster in his hand.
Yeah. It was a little weird, but I mean, overall, it made sense for the story and what they were doing with Kilgore and everything.
I just didn't think that part should have been part of the tech. The heads-up display, the GPS.
Those, like, make sense, right?
Those things, like, you know, that they would give them 3D maps to show them different things.
Right.
All that stuff made sense to me. It was the blaster one that I was just like, this is putting a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah. One of the things that we noticed, too, and we talked about it in the last segment, but, you know, we see finally the couple's therapy kind of pay off. Barry finally listens to Iris, and they end up taking down Kilgore with the serum made by Caitlin. Again, Caitlin, I want to talk about that for a second.
Hold on before we get off of the suit real quick.
Yeah, okay.
So they had that self-destruct protocol.
Oh, yeah. What the?
So that Babel thing is the file that Batman has in Justice League Doom, how to take down everybody.
Oh, shit.
So the Babel protocol is a real thing from the DC universe. It's basically Batman's plans on how to destroy everybody.
So what?
And Barry Allen's was a speed thing. If you have never seen the movie or read anything, it was they put a bomb on him and he had to run 55 miles an hour or whatever the speed was the whole time.
I mean, it was like Mach 1 or something.
Yeah, and if you ever slowed down, it would blow up.
Bob, let me. So you're saying.
Stop.
So you're saying.
Move on.
That, you know, the B-Man is a possibility?
No, I'm not. Just move on.
I love how you get me to just move on. Just move on, asshole. Anyway, so we see, you know, Barry finally listen, or I don't want to say finally, but, you know, in the term of the episode, listen to Iris, and they take down Kilgore. One of the things I want to talk about, because that serum that takes him down is made by Caitlin. And one of the things that we see with her, she, at one point, you know, something happens. I don't remember exactly what it was.
It was Breacher coming over.
Breach, that's right. It was Gypsy.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't change. So are we led to believe that she sort of doesn't have control of it? Because it kind of looked like she did in the first episode.
Oh, she lost control in the end.
Right. She ended up losing, but it was kind of like.
No, and I think that's going to be her storyline for the year where she's just going to struggle. There's nothing wrong with that, Ryan.
One or the other. Do we really need that the whole season where it's going to come back to bite us in the ass towards the end? You know, like, I don't know, man. I just feel like it's a little weird. It's too much. But I will let it slide and see where it goes before I get all bummed out about it.
It's just like you complain that she falls on dick all the time and they give her a storyline to where she's trying to better herself.
How much you want to bet she falls on dick this season?
No, she's not.
How much you want to bet?
I'll bet your beard.
That's not really a bet because I'll shave it off.
So will I. But the fact is, if one of us loses, we have to shave.
All right. Game on. I bet you at some point in this season, she has a romantic storyline.
Okay.
Beard for beard.
Yep.
You heard it here first, guys. Beard for beard. I kind of want to shave mine anyways, but
and I'm deep too. So that's why
it's like, whatever. So it's not really that big of a deal, but anyway, so let's talk about the ending though, because I do want to talk about the Thinker. We see another kind of glimpse of, you know, him sitting on his throne, I guess. I don't even know what
Thanos wheelchair.
He's like a Thanos. Yeah. Like
Professor X floating wheelchair thing.
Dude. He looks cool. Am I just kind of?
No. It's definitely one of those things, and to where they've done it right, and they went ahead and made the shit right away instead of
fucking around with it.
Avatar. Yeah. So,
yes.
You know, and the weird thing is, it's always you think of like an older dude, you know, in a wheelchair, you know, and you buy it as being somebody that's smart.
Well, I think
wise and able to. kind of put these plans together.
Well, I think too, like, dude, and I know you used Thanos just kind of as a joke because of chair, but that was the whole thing with the way he looks sitting on the throne. Like, he's very ominous. He looks scary, dude. He's sitting on a throne, and that's what makes him scary. He's got all that shit attached to his head.
Looks like he's plugged into everything.
Yeah, right. He looks like he's plugged in. And I think, you know, dude, also, you know, it sounds dumb, but he does kind of look like Brainiac with the, you know, the tubes coming out of his head and shit.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not a big deal, but definitely he looks cool. And I think for them to show us that right off the bat is actually really neat, because I just like that they decided to give us a look of him right off the bat. You know, not like, okay, we're going to withhold the villain, you know, for a long period of time, and then boom, you know, here he is. No, here's the first episode and you get to see him.
Yeah.
And here's the second episode you get to see him and kind of see his plan unravel, I guess. But yeah, I think, you know, very smart for them to show the main villain, kind of see where he's going. And again, it looks like, we talked about this earlier, but it looks like the villains of the week are going to be used for more of a master plan of his.
And I think we've always talked about that, to where, you know, we've seen some of the bigger Flash villains just come through and being lost as a villain of the week. So why not? Like, it's kind of cool that, you know, we always say Rogues Gallery, but right, if they want to call it the Injustice Society,
whatever they call it, who cares?
Whatever
what
the fuck
it.
You want to
yeah.
call it. It's kind of cool to see them getting together. And what I'm hoping happens is that the Thinker is figuring out all these people that have these different powers that we've seen. Like, okay, so this guy was the tech guy this week.
Right.
Which could take out maybe Cisco and some of his other people. And like every one of these 11 going through will have some kind of power. But like all together they form, you know, Voltron.
The Thinker forms the head.
Yeah. And just, you know, pushes them in whatever direction they need to go.
I mean, it's a goofy analogy, but it actually works pretty well. I mean, we've got 11 more villains.
Yeah.
Technically speaking. I mean, so this would be interesting. I think you're right. I think that's kind of his plan, is to go, you know, towards that route of having a whatever the fuck they call it. Doesn't matter what they call it, but to have someone who can take on someone.
Yeah. And just like every type of, you know, I guess power that Barry or anybody that's associated with him would have,
yeah,
that he could take them out in some way or another.
I think it's cool, man.
Yeah. And
it's different.
Yeah. And again, because we have to get away from getting a speedster, and how else do you fight a speedster? You know, it's not, this season looks like it's not going to be about running fast. It's going to be more about teamwork.
Brains. Yep.
And figuring things out.
Thank God, so, dude. Cause I'm all for it.
Yeah.
With that, guys, we're going to jump into kind of our final thoughts, real quick. And then we'll call it. So, you know what, Bob? Why don't you go first on the episode?
Again, fun episode. It makes me happy for Flash again. There was part of last season to where it was a struggle for me. It was, you know, like we seem to call it on the CW shows in general, that third season curse.
Yeah.
And it was good to see getting back to what made it enjoyable, which was technically that family-friendly superhero. Mm-hmm. You know, with funny different things running around. We didn't even get into the Cisco Gypsy, like, you know, love day thing, you know, but it was still another good part for Cisco and everybody to go through.
Right.
Like, the acting was good. The special effects were fucking on point. The grenade blowing up.
Yes.
And Barry running in.
That.
And
so good.
Yeah. Just, but everything about it, it was Barry using his speed as Barry, not as the Flash, to fix these things and just like walking in the room, which is shit we saw before. Him catching the bullet with the gun.
Right.
And, you know, all that other stuff that we've seen before, that it just seemed to be lost last season.
Yep. I agree.
And it's one of those things that, you know, if they continue down this path, you know, hopefully viewers and everybody comes back to, you know, the show and, you know, they again continue down this way. The only thing that makes me nervous is when they showed the Brady Bunch screen at the end, when they show 11.
Yeah.
You know, we're two episodes in. We have one episode that is going to be the crossover in the middle of it. So technically, we're not going to get the full Rogues Gallery until like the final, you know, the back nine of the episodes.
Yeah.
If they only do one a week.
Which is, yeah, that's...
It's a long time to play it out.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see how it works.
I agree. I mean, dude, we didn't even mention about the Cisco stuff. We didn't mention about, you know, Gypsy and all that. And typically I'm not a love story guy, but I like seeing Cisco win one,
yeah,
you know? So I'm okay with that. Plus Gypsy's super hot. I had to throw that in there.
Did you think that was Iris?
Wait, oh, with the legs?
Yes.
When she had the dress? Hell no, I knew that was her.
Oh,
okay. I was like, damn. All right. She cleans up good though. But no, I agree. It was an episode that we needed. You know, the first two episodes were so much more fun, so much more like The Flash. And I'm excited, you know, with everything with the Thinker and the 11, you know, Injustice Society or whatever you want to call it. I'm excited for this because it's not what we've seen before. It's new. And I think that's what makes me excited for it. It's new and fresh. And that is more exciting than, you know, oh, another speedster. Even though, don't get me wrong, I love Zoom. I love Reverse Flash. Savitar was okay. So, again, I'm excited for this season and I'm looking forward to see where it's going. So with that, guys, that's it for today's DC on CW, the Flash edition. Remember, you can always catch any past, future DC on CW episodes through the Rayman Digital app. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, DC on CW, Facebook.com/DC on CW, and Instagram, DC_on CW. With that, guys, we'll see you later.
Stay tuned. Arrow is coming up next.
Next.
Not in the mood for chit-chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are.